At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tell you what doesn't make me feel better. Just looking at the standings. The Dallas Cowboys, who we really think of as kind of a joke, I mean, they only got one more loss than the Eagles. Now, granted, they've got a tie, so the Eagles have two extra wins. But, I mean, my God, we're 3 months into this thing. And they are...
You know, when the teams that excel continued to improve and grow and develop, we sort of stagnated. And it's sad, but the Dallas Cowboys were one of the teams that continued to grow and develop. They brought in that a nose tackle, essentially, traded Micah Parsons away.
Yeah.
But they got George Pickens, and he came back from injury, essentially. And then everything changed for their offense.
It's unbelievable how disastrous the Eagles' offense has become. Now, I will say
we are falling apart instead of getting better like we did last season.
I know. For the first time all week, I'll say this. They are 8-4. Doesn't feel like it. They are. Can't throw that out. Obviously,
said that before when they were 10-1.
I know. I get it. I get it. Obviously, it should still make it pretty sort of easy for them to make the playoffs. But... man, they got to pull some stuff. I had a buddy. I'm watching the game. My friend the other day says, "What if they don't win the rest of the year?" I said, "They're going to win a game. They're going to win a couple games."
Don't beat the Raiders. I feel very confident in that. The Raiders are so awful.
I don't know. We said that about the Cardinals.
Exactly.
The Raiders are worse. Giants. The Raiders, I think, they're the worst team in football. Like, flat out, maybe. Them and the Titans are probably worse.
And they surprise teams sometimes, the Raiders. Sometimes.
All right, so look, we'll take your reaction to what's going on. Obviously, there's a tremendous amount of blame to be spread around. I do think Hurts is playing terrible right now. And I think that the basic thing was that last year the team could run the ball exceptionally effectively behind a great offensive line and a great Saquon and with Jalen running it more. And now that the O-line's not the O-line, Saquon to me is not Saquon, and Jalen's not running it as much, they can't run
and
it effectively.
We've heard, it sounds like, Jalen doesn't want to be running it as much if it's a designed quarterback run, which is, that's unfathomable to me.
It's a killer.
That is necessary for the rest of the offense to be as effective as it can be.
I agree. So without being able to do what they could do last year, it falls on Jalen, the quarterback, the passer, the $50 million guy, and he's not delivering. And it does make me wonder, again, for the first time since near the very end of last year, it makes me wonder again about his future with the Eagles. 215-592-9494. Your reaction with it all. Obviously, the run defense stunk. We'll get to the Bad of the Bone Award coming up. But it's incredible how, I mean, can I use the word limp, James? Is that a fair word? How limp their offense it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's
flaccid.
Jinx.
Are you too proud of yourselves?
You know what, Rhea? I'm a guy. What can I tell you? I'm just a guy.
Definitely the highlight of my day so far.
All right. Your reaction to what's going on, Jeff, right now. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm all right, man.
I appreciate you guys having me. I just want to say something. I'm not going to be long. To these morons who keep calling, thinking that it's just Jalen Hurts, like, you don't know football. football is a steam sport. And what kills me is, we're dealing with hypotheticals, right? If we had Kyle Shanahan, do you believe that our team would be operating this capacity? It would be unfair. We have more than enough talent. AJ said it. He said we have the talent. He didn't say we have the OC. He said we have the talent. I'm tired of people calling here who don't know football trying to talk about that one player just because he's not playing.
Jeff, to be fair, there hasn't been one caller in our show. We're now an hour and 23 minutes, nor any of the four of us. Not one person today has said it's all about one person. I mean, I think everybody has been spreading it around. Now, you might disagree with the degree to which it gets spread around, what people say, but I mean, we're all saying it's a little bit. I mean, I've said earlier, I think it's literally everybody on offense except for Devontae Smith for the season. I believe that.
But let's take this into account, right? If you think Jalen Hurts doesn't want to do whatever it takes to have this team win, you are. I don't understand. This man told his agent, I want to get paid, but I want to make sure we can keep the different tools we need to win. This man doesn't talk bad about anybody. He leads this team and always takes the blame. Why would he not want to do whatever it takes to make this team win? Like, people, I don't.
Because he doesn't want to be Cam Newton and have to retire at the age of 30.
But this is the thing, though. I understand that self-preservation is the key. Okay. He's not that type of quarterback, man. Like, I just don't see that in him. If that was who he was, and now everyone, because of what they see, which they keep trying to act like, you know, it's somewhat the scheme. No, man, it's the scheme. If we had Tom Cuddy, if we had a great OC, it would be unfair. People would still be talking about the Tush book.
All right, listen, Jeff. It's a thought-provoking call, and I appreciate it. Leads to our Twitter poll question of the day. Let's get to it. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Red Tag Bonus Cash is back at Armin Chevrolet, in stock now, the three-row Chevy Traverse. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question: who do you think is more to blame for the Eagles' bad offense? Is it A, Jalen Hurts, or B, the combination of Petullo and Sirianni? So essentially, star quarterback, two coaches. Who do you think is more to blame? Second poll question: which coach do you think is more to blame for the Eagles' offensive struggles? A, Petullo, B, Sirianni. Petullo's name has gotten said more over the last 3 or 4 days. I think Sirianni is more to blame of those two. I think Hurts is more to blame of those three. 215-592-9494. With that said, let's do what we do every Monday, win or lose. Either way, it's the Bad of the Bone Award. Man, I really do enjoy this more when it's after a win. When it's after a loss, it's like, you stink, you bad. John Ritchie, blame ball, not game ball. Blame ball. You got to think back to 3 days ago. Goes to who?
I'm going to give the blame ball to Jalen Hurts. Not anywhere close the last couple weeks to the quarterback we need to take us where we want to go. And, you know, I try to put some of it, I try to be realistic about it. The conditions were bad for passing. But some of the stuff that we're seeing, you know, when, you know, going back and watching the tape, it's not just the wind affecting his passes. It's not, I mean, just not making the right passes. It's not seeing the guy at the right time. It's just not being aware enough. And, you know, sometimes guys go through this kind of thing. This is a bad time for it. And we, where we were the one seed just a couple weeks ago, it's slipping. And I think we all have such a disgusting feeling inside with that slipping because we've been here before.
By the way, speaking of one seed, Eagles got a gift yesterday with the Rams losing a game unbelievably. Now, with that said, the Bears currently the one seed and essentially two up on the Eagles because the Bears are a game up and hold a tiebreaker on the Eagles. Now, where it'll get interesting is if there's a three-way tie between the Eagles, Bears, and Rams, then you got a whole different metric going. But
we beat the Rams head-to-head.
For sure. For sure.
With the block.
That's exactly right. All right, Seltzer, blame ball to who?
Yeah, I would have gone Jalen first, too. I think he's the right choice there for Richie. I think it's a clear threesome. I'll leave one of the two coaches for Rhea. I'll take Sirianni. Look, I think it starts at the top there. I think you have to blame him for the offense, too. But more than that, for me, and again, what I said before, I still believe that I think that Nick, with a capable to good offensive coordinator, is a different coach than when he has to help and do the stuff that he has to do with the offense this year. And we've seen it each year, you know, 22 and 24. He's been great. But my big issue is, this team still, we're 12 weeks, 13 weeks in the NFL season, 12 games yep. into their season, and they're still undisciplined. They got outmanned, out-physical. Like, the Bears came in here and wanted it more after a 21-point blown lead in Dallas. Like, that's unacceptable. So, like, if they had played hard and lost, like, okay, you can get past that. They didn't show up for a game for the one seed. Like, the coach has to take some blame for that.
All right, Rhea, I feel 1,000% certain I know who you're going to take. Go ahead.
I don't think either of you do.
Wow.
Ooh. Which is fun. Yeah. I enjoy this.
Well, by the way, that means Petula might get through this without being
Petula
said.
Yeah, I think Petula is a lock here.
Because I might not go Petula, but go ahead.
Well, I think it's Sirianni. So
no, he said Sirianni.
Yeah, no.
I took Sirianni. Oh,
no,
I get. That's why you're not saying Petula.
I'm not saying Petula.
I gotcha.
I know this is going to upset people on some level. But somebody's got to take the guns out on Vic Fangio for that disgraceful.
Wow, this was not expected.
And I get it. They were on the field for 39 minutes.
That was horrendous.
But they
were.
John, how many times are you going to get blown up by misdirected runs before you actually adjust?
I
mean, it was the same run.
You know, they're running the football. Let's get a little heavier. Let's add even more numbers to the box. Just do anything. Don't let
two
mediocre looking backs. I shouldn't say DeAndre Swift is a mediocre looking back, but really, he has had mediocre success in this league, and we made him look like all stars.
And it was all levels, John.
Him
it was the defensive line, the linebackers. I mean, Zach Bond, did you even hear his name once?
No.
Yeah, that's
a
good point.
He was covered up because our defense was on its heels all day because of the play calling in large part, because of the misdirection mixed with the power, mixed with the zone, mixed with the motion, mixed with the angles that were created by a creative offensive mind.
So I'm in a very awkward spot here. I don't think Petullo's the main guy. I don't think he's really near the main guy. Although I want to be clear, I could be dead wrong about that. I mean, maybe he does flat out stink. I think it's more of a Jalen thing, the offensive line breaking down, Saquon breaking down. I just don't
think Petullo stinks also.
He might not.
Given the chance down the road, but like what we're seeing scheme-wise is bad. Like Sirianni might be bad, but when Sirianni handed it to Shane Steichen, that guy hadn't called plays either, and he was freaking awesome at it.
Yeah,
so like,
well,
I think Petullo's bad.
All right, I'm going to pull a shocker here. Petullo's going to get by without getting a blame ball.
This is outrageous.
So now I'm between Jake Elliott and Jordan Davis. One guy's supposed to stop the run. The other guy's supposed to make an extra kick, extra point. I'll go Jake Elliott. I mean, the missed extra point it really hurt. Now, I know the win was a factor, but it really hurt. Instead of 10-10, it was 10-9.
Speaking of that, we have not talked about the decision to go for two yet, which, I get the analytics argument. I thought it was one of the dumbest decisions of the season.
I thought it was the right decision.
Really?
Yes.
That's crazy, man.
I'll answer you. I just want to know.
So you know dude. These guys, if they're down eight, they believe they have a chance. They're playing a different type of football.
I get the argument. You're
trying to stop them and get the ball back, no matter what happens. Like that, as quick as you possibly can, you're getting the ball back.
But if you
missed a 2-point, then you go for the onside. Then, like, I thought it was
moronic.
Yes, stupid. I thought it was flat out stupid. I don't care with the analytics. I thought it was stupid.
All right, let me tell you the argument. Let me tell you the irony within the whole thing. The irony to this. So the fundamental issue that was not talked enough about after that moment and after the game wasn't should he have gone for two or one. It's that they didn't convert the two. And that, in my opinion, therein lies the whole crux of what's going on with this offense. There's so much talk about coaching, but the players just aren't converting.
Yes, that matters. But think about this. If you kick the extra point, they score another touchdown to get the chance to get. First of all, you've got that defense way more tired. Your offense is more confident. They've just scored two straight touchdowns.
If they do.
But I thought the situation doesn't play out if they don't.
The other team let the Eagles come down pretty easy.
They might have. My point is that we're just talking about situationally the idea that you have to score again. So, like, if you do score again and you go, you're down eight, that defense, when you're going for the two-point conversion, is more tired.
No, my argument
beat up,
had more
all
to
that.
Do
it's like a no-brainer.
With time. If there were 5 minutes left on the clock, I would have been fine with it. But at where they did it around 2-3 minutes, to me, you're only guaranteed one more possession. It just came down to math on the time side for me.
Yeah, I can understand that argument. Look, I get what both of you are saying. I thought it was an overblown concept. I think the fundamental thing is they're just not playing well. And the two-point conversion is an example of that. I mean, whether you go for it with 3 minutes to go or 10 seconds to go, you got to convert it. And if you don't convert it, you lose.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I get it.
It's that kind of day, Hugh.
I get it. I'm not
there. That kind of day. You're not there?
Nah.
You're not panicking?
Nah.
Oh.
I'm trying to understand,
panic.
Man.
You know, full-blown panic.
Trying to understand.
Trying to understand what? Offense sucks.
I mean, I know. Yeah, it's a bad day.
It's not good, man. It's not good. All right, it's Blame Game Monday, and it's also Panic Monday. 215-592-9494. Your reaction is the Eagles go down at home to the Bears. The game, 24-15 was the final. Didn't actually really feel that close. They got blown out. I mean, they got blown out at home by a Bears team that very few people took seriously until they walked in here and kicked the crap out of the Eagles for 3 hours. All right, we'll get back to the phone lines in a second here. First, though, the play caller. I mean, we heard the fire Petullo chance, fire Kevin chance during the game on Friday. That was loud, and you understand why. I mean, the offense stinks right now. So Nick Sirianni asked after the game, are you considering a change with the play caller?
Just to clarify what you said earlier about evaluating everything. So does that mean you are evaluating, like, changing the play caller?
No, we're not changing the play caller. But we will evaluate everything, and that's what this weekend. We'll have another little mini bye, and I think that's the, you know, another short week, you know, another short week that leads to a long weekend where we'll evaluate everything. But again, like I said, after that, it's never just about one person, right? You win as a team. You lose as a team, and you try to evaluate everything, win, lose, or draw, and get better from it.
Hugh, it feels like we are at the point of the season where it's either they're going to do it or they're not going to do it. We're running out of time here. So if he was, this feels like if they're going to make a change of coordinator, this feels like the last time they could do it, right? This is the only time they're going to have extra rest for any game, right? After this, they're going to play on a short week against the Raiders. Yeah. They'll play on a short week against the Commanders. They'll go to Buffalo. They'll play the Commanders. Then it's the postseason. So, like, this is an extended mini bias, Sirianni said. If they were going to do something, this feels like the spot to do it.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that.
I don't think they are either.
Because there's a lot at stake here. I'm pretty sure. Like, here's the thing, people. I think that when Kevin Petullo signed on for this job, he probably signed on with the understanding that he was going to get a chance to actually coach it. I mean, you know, and I feel like they feel that he's done a pretty good job of what he's done up until this point, even though for a lot of us fans, it feels like he's in over his head. Mm-hmm. Again, people, this is not just one thing. That's the easiest thing to point out, but I don't think it's just the one thing. I think the fact that the offensive line isn't playing well, you know, that's a big, big reason. I think the running game has not, you know, shown itself all season long. That's another thing. And for whatever reason, we are limited in the creativity that our offense is shown. But here's the thing. This is why I don't know if it's all on him. Because the offense hasn't been creative since I've been here. Been here for 3 years. So I don't know. And we've had three different coordinators.
It was just more effective at times. It wasn't creative.
Yes, but it was never that creative. So I don't – it's hard for me to sit there and say, okay, it's all him. Because we've always talked about – The 49ers came in here a couple years ago. They said we were predictable. Like, this is the same storyline. So, for me, it can't just be the coordinator because that's been the storyline for three seasons.
I agree with you. I mean, like, I'm not going to – if they fire or demote Petullo today, I'm not going to put up a stink. I mean, he also hasn't been any good either. But I don't think he's the biggest reason for this. A.J. Brown after the game, let's hear from him, as he certainly was more productive the last couple weeks than he has been. But he spoke, and everyone listens when A.J. talks about the offense. Here's what he said about the offensive issues right now.
Lack of execution. Like today, I had another penalty. Like stuff like that can't happen.
Our guys getting schemed open enough.
Yeah.
So then why is it passing all things?
Execution.
I mean, guys, we don't have to read between the lines there. Are guys getting schemed open enough? He acknowledges they are getting schemed open enough. Then what's the problem? Execution. I mean, it's like Groundhog Day. He's talking about the quarterback. If guys are open and the play caller is calling up plays where guys are open and the ball's not getting to those guys on time, whose fault is it?
I mean, that's a fair assessment.
I mean, I don't know how else I'm supposed to take what he's saying.
That's a fair assessment. I think, again, I don't think it's just him, though. It's a lot because this is the same quarterback that took us to the Super Bowl.
So I think we're dancing around an issue that we've known about, we just have lied to ourselves about. There are quarterbacks that drag you places, and there are quarterbacks that you can win with. Jalen's not the first one. You can win with him if things are good around him.
It feels like he's regressed. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like that's not the case.
Right, but like it feels like we're just – if the team around him isn't very good, we're just going to shrug our shoulders? Quarterbacks that get paid like he gets paid are expected to lift elevate. All boats, yeah, and he's not elevating anyone, right? No, I mean, at times I'm watching the game Friday, I wonder, do they practice? Like, there's plays, like, when he threw the ball to Saquon, and Saquon isn't even turned around, I'm like, oh, did we practice this week, or are we just rolling the ball out there and trying to play?
That's where, for me, the arrogance comes in at. And that's, to me, on coaching. Not blaming it all. Like, this is the thing, because what's going to happen today, no matter what you say, people are going to glom on to one aspect of what you're talking about. Mm. I mean, and that's the unfortunate thing about where we are as Eagles fans right now. But here's the truism that what I saw. The fact that you're talking about on that one wheel route where Saquon going into the flat.
He went to the flat.
And he turned around. Like,
the ball's thrown past him. He didn't turn around.
But here's the thing, Joe, for me, being in those practices. If Saquon does that in practice, like, dog, what are you guys doing? You guys need to be on the same page. That to me, is working out in the offseason. That's having a rapport. That's not coming to work and being in the huddle and not talking to your quarterback. The quarterback is your lifeline to success. And you've heard on more than one occasion, when you ask these offensive players, do they talk to the quarterback? They say, no. Like, they talk to him, but not like that. So who is that? Like, that's on the players. That's on the court. That's on everybody.
Yeah.
Because if I come to work, Joe, and I know, say, like this morning, it's a little late. So I come in this morning.
Traffic Douglas on a Monday.
Well, you know, I'm always. But my thing is this. If I came into that meeting and I don't say anything to anybody about what you were talking about before I got there, then I'm lost. Like, I got to get caught up. So I'm like, hey, what's going on? What were they talking? What are we doing? Like, that's what you do when you work with somebody, whether you like that person or not.
Of course, you want to be on the same page.
Especially when you – and see, this is where – when people get mad and I question leadership, and like a couple weeks ago, I got a lot of heat because I said I questioned Jalen's leadership. You know what a leader does? Make sure everybody's on the same page. For y'all people that don't know what leadership looks like, it's not just what you do on the field. It's what you do off the field. And if you're not on the same page as the people that you're working with, and you're supposed to be the leader, then guess what? That's when I can question your leadership.
Well, I mean, let's go back to probably the biggest play of miscommunication the whole game. I mean, the play, again, you could say Petullo's a moron or not. He called a play that had Devontae Smith coming wide open over the middle. And on the other part, other hash, Dallas Goedert is raising his arm. It looked like they were like grown-ups playing against kids where they can't cover him. It was totally busted coverage by the Bears. It should be a walk-in touchdown to either guy. I mean, I don't care if he throws it to Devontae. I don't care if he throws it to Goddard. That play, design, call, moment up against the defense Dennis Allen was running was a walk-in touchdown. And the Eagles couldn't even get a catch
on it. Like, to me, in all of this, in everything that we're talking about, the biggest culprit is arrogance. Like, seriously. That's the biggest culprit.
It's cost them right now. It is cost them. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's unpack it all. Your phone calls. Chuck and Mount Airy's up on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, what's up, Joe? Joe Gilio. What's the dealio here?
What's going on?
Chuck, what's up?
Hey, listen, man, I'm not apologizing to A.J. Brown. I don't think why we should. He's the Judas of the Eagles, if you know what I mean.
Of course. Vibe,
you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he separated his locker room. You know what I mean? He took a lot of people with him. You know, he's just setting a bait for what he's going to do next year at another place, and don't care less if he wins here. So that's another story. But you know, he did wrong. He did wrong, man. But I'm gonna say this real quick: this quarterback is terrible, and that's just the bottom line of it all. You know, Kevin Petullo is the low hanging fruit, and you know, everybody's gonna blame him. But for 3 years, this passing offense has been bad, and Jalen Hurts has been a part of that. He's going to be part of two of the biggest collapses in Eagles history. Jalen Hurts, that quarterback. He's not a $50 million guy. Can't pull you out of bad situations. And I tell you right now, everybody in offense is suffering behind it. Now, if you want to answer how to fix this, you got three running backs here that you're supposed to get involved here. Just like Andy Reid got Buckhalter, Westbrook, and still involved when he didn't want to run the ball, but he had no choice because he had three great running backs there. You know, now you got three running backs. You got Saquon, Bigsby, and Hurts. Got to use his legs more and more and more. You can't be afraid of him getting hurt at this point. Okay, and if he gets hurt, you might want to see Tanner, because now you want to see if it's Tanner McKee, if he can come in and move this offense, or if it's Jalen Hurts. You know what I mean? Because I guarantee if Tanner got in this offense, I would have bet my mortgage that this offense would get going. See, last year we was fortunate. We had Kellen Moore. And Kellen Moore was able to get things right because he's an experienced play caller. He sticks around 2 years ago. He didn't have an answer either. He didn't have an answer. You know what I mean? He didn't have a multiple choice answer. Just like this year, he don't. Because he don't have Kellen Moore to lean on. He don't have Nick Shane Steichen to lean on. You know, these guys are experienced play callers that have done it before. So he's able to pivot to the run game and get the best out of it that he could, Kellen Moore. That was a big loss last year. Like, I kept telling people, listen, you know, Kellen Moore is a huge loss, I'm telling you. And they think he didn't do much last year, but he did much with what he had. And I tell you, this quarterback, every coordinator that comes in here, you're going to see what they're going to say is not good. Because he can't run an offense with him because he's only going to do so much. He's limited. He's not a $50 million guy. And all you people out there who think he's a great quarterback, that third, we lucked into a Super Bowl last year. Thank you for the Super Bowl. But I tell you, I bet you Tanner McKee will come in here and do a much far more better job than Jalen Hurts.
Chuck, listen, man, I know you're not the only one thinking that. And Chuck, man, good phone call. Always appreciate it. I mean, it's long enough with the offense playing like this that it is natural to wonder what another quarterback would do.
It's natural, but it's not going
to
happen.
Well, that's fine, but it's natural to think it and wonder it. I mean, it is. I mean, the offense stinks. It's watching a team with a bad offense is it hurts your eyes. They can't move the football. They can't move the ball. What are you laughing at?
This is not a laughing matter.
No, it's not laughing at it.
It's just the way he said it. Listen, I did all I could do Saturday. I'm past it.
What'd you do?
What'd you do with it Saturday?
I'd cope with it for Saturday.
No,
like after the loss,
you're supposed to bottle it up and save it.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it. I didn't utter a word about this since Friday.
I pretended it didn't happen. Yeah, right. And then woke up today as though it happened yesterday.
And now we yell about it today.
Listen, and I just
don't you go soft on that. Don't you go soft?
I just. Listen, and I know the kids nowadays are different, but when I saw Buddy come in with his nails finally painted, just threading the needle the way that he did, Caleb Williams did.
Yeah, you know, maybe Hurt should start painting his nails.
Well, I was just like,
I'll
man.
Take anything at this point.
I was like, dog.
Get
Buddy
it going.
Buddy came in. Like, we came in. Oh, it's the Eagles. And you remember, we had people call in. This is what I'm talking about. Oh, they're the 27th-ranked defense. Oh, they can't do it. Man, they came in and spanked our bottom. Well, pulled the pants down and just spanked our little bottom.
What does it say? All right, so I'm glad you said that. 27th ranked defense, the Bears, right? And the week before, we went up against the 30th ranked defense. Yeah. In the last six quarters of football, we have scored 15 points against two defenses that are nowhere close to great.
Arrogant.
We stink.
Well, no, I'm saying we're arrogant. Like, that to me screams arrogant. Yeah.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We are back, like it or not, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Chickies in South Philly, the game was Friday, Ike, but it still sucks today. Eagles 8-4 after losing on Black Friday to the Bears. Not great.
Not great. Nah, that was piss poor, quite frankly, Friday.
Yeah.
What a terrible way to kick off the weekend. I mean, against an opponent that you're supposed to go out there and handle business against. And to see the Eagles come out and almost show up lifeless until they got in desperation mode in the second half, it was really disheartening. I was at the game, you know, Can't blame it on the crowd. They were certainly there. They were energetic. They were ready to go. It was a blackout, all those types of things. And just the Eagles didn't match the intensity or energy that the Chicago Bears had. And, you know, you come into that game, and the Bears are playing with house money, right? They've already had a successful season. This is the first year of Ben Johnson being out there as head coach. They're relevant right now. They're in the playoff hunt. And seemingly everything is icing on the cake for that team. Yet and still, they came into this game with a chip on their shoulder, feeling as if they're being overlooked and being disrespected by so many others around the league. And this was a signature game for them. And that's how they approached it. They approached it as, this is a benchmark for us to conquer, and now everyone will respect us. Right, they came in. They had a minus what deficit and plus minus.
Yep.
And total points.
Yep.
Right through 11 games.
Everybody was calling them a fraud.
Yeah. Yeah. And they the way they played that game, Spike. I gotta tell you, man. Listen, I don't know what they're gonna do moving forward. I really don't care. I'm just saying, Friday, they kicked the Eagles' ass. That's what they did. They did offensively and defensively. And we'll get into the particulars. And listen, been listening for the last 3 days. I get it. Everybody's ticked off, rightfully so. Enough fingers to go around everyone. But I'm just saying, from my viewpoint, you don't allow a team to come in and just run through you for 60 minutes. That's what the Bears did. Ain't doing anything very complicated.
No.
They lined up and said, we're going to knock you off the football. We're going to win mano-mano, and that's what they did. And offensively, we still look like the same clueless team we've looked like for much of the season.
Most of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the year.
We look like the same team. I was almost – I had a little shred of hope in our defense somehow. I don't know, maybe leading the charge for us the rest of the season. The last 2 weeks, our defense has been toothless. And we basically been run through from the Cowboys and the Bears. I don't know where to go with this team right now. I'm beaten. I am. I'm beaten. It takes a lot of emotion and energy, you know, defending this team, trying to find positives, trying to remain hopeful. And they just worn me down over the last week with those two games. They really have. They have worn me down emotionally with those last two games, with their effort and their lack of, I don't know, do they really care? It becomes exhausting when we care more than they do.
Yes.
And that's the feeling that I'm getting.
215-592-9494.
It's going to be a long week.
It is a let it out Monday. There's been, you know, Ike mentioned, have heard a lot of emotion on WIP for the last few days. I've seen a lot of emotion on the internet. So, you know, whatever it is that is on your mind today, whether it's Petullo or Jalen or the defense or Sirianni, whatever it is, we will talk about it.
Just throw a dart.
You'll land on somebody.
Yeah.
But the thing that you said there, Ike, that is most concerning to me is, like, if the Philadelphia Eagles this year are your typical Super Bowl hangover team, to me, it's not optimal, but I understand it. And it's acceptable. I can look at Saquon Barkley and say to myself, look, the guy touched the ball 500 times last year. He's probably not going to have it this year. I'd be stupid to not think that that's possible. I get it. The offensive line, you know, Saquon had runs last year, but he never got touched. The offensive line never had a run play where they didn't get touched, right? So if they are physically beaten, they've battled injuries the whole year, I can understand it. I can even understand Howie Roseman, them needing to save money in the offseason, having an iffy offseason, maybe should have kept this guy, maybe should have kept that guy, and maybe they just don't have it to do it all over again this year. Super Bowl hangover, I can get with it. What I can't get with is what it looked like is starting to happen on Friday, and that's a collapse. And we've been smelling this for 3 or 4 weeks now, and they beat the Packers and they beat the Lions, but still, you know, you could talk yourself into the fact that they just won, but something didn't feel quite right, right? And this even goes back further than that. And the issue with a collapse is that if they collapse, if they end up winning 9 games this season, right? Even if they end up winning 10 and they get obliterated in the playoffs or something, and we see more games like we saw on Friday, not just getting beat, but getting run over by a team that you are as talented, if not more talented than, then it calls into question everything that I thought I knew for sure about the Eagles. It calls into question, I knew for sure Nick Sirianni, great culture coach, right? Going to keep I was confident in the leadership of the football team. All of those things, the makeup of them, not how they're playing specifically, but the future. If they collapse again for the second time in 3 years, you have to ask more difficult questions than you have to ask if they just are not quite as good this year as we want them to be.
Yeah.
And the effort against the Bears and the collapse against the Cowboys, again, from a football perspective, I think all year they've been playing with fire. I don't think they've been that good all year. Even the games that they won, that I can understand. But getting your brains beat in at home in front of a national TV audience by a team that, like, to a certain extent, going into that game, I'm like, all right, this is a fraud off. Both teams sort of feel like frauds.
They didn't even do anything offensively.
Nothing.
They already did was just hand the ball off.
Nothing. Nothing. It's not Caleb Williams was fine, but it wasn't great, you know? It wasn't. Everybody kept saying, well, look at Ben Johnson's play designs. I don't know. It looked like they were just running it right through the middle of our defense.
Yes.
You know, so the scary thing for me is, at this point, is like, Are the 2025 Eagles going to collapse? And there was at one point this year where you could say to yourself, 23 is 23. It's 2 years ago. But there are so many things that smell the same this year compared to that year. And if they collapse again, I've given up on the hope of them winning the Super Bowl. I think that's gone. I thought that was gone for a couple of weeks. But I did not think that they would collapse, that they would let go of the rope, that they would stop, you know, doing everything that they could to win football games, and that's what that looked like on Friday.
You know why? And you know what that's a culmination of? Complaining. See, they let go of the rope when they start as pointing fingers.
Yep.
See, you can't hold on to the rope, pull in the same direction, and still blame each other, blame others, right, instead of looking at yourself. So to the point that you're making, using that analogy, that was the signs that they were letting go of the rope, because they started pointing fingers at each other, leaks, pointing fingers, all this other stuff. And I'm telling you, Friday was disappointing. Friday was the one that really it rocked me. That Friday set me down. I've been quiet all weekend.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, I've been quiet all weekend. It set me down. Because that's, I didn't expect that Friday to not show up. And again, Chicago didn't do anything that was so extravagant that you couldn't keep up with them. Chicago basically said, man, we can just keep doing this. They're not doing anything.
Right.
We can just do this. We don't need to do anything extra.
And I was on our Chicago radio station before the game, and they asked me what I thought was going to happen. And I said, you know what? It's windy. It's probably going to be ugly. The Eagles are probably going to win by 3 points, and we'll complain about it. But they're probably going to win because that's what they normally do.
Right.
And I expected an ugly game where nobody looks particularly good. I didn't expect for the Bears to completely outclass the Philadelphia Eagles from an effort standpoint, from an execution standpoint. It looked like, and I agree with you, when the complaining started and it didn't stop, it just led to more complaining and more blaming.
Yep.
That's a bad sign. It's a bad sign. And they need whatever they can do to prevent this from going the wrong direction. Because they're going to have to ask difficult questions after this year if this season goes the way that it looks like it could. 215-592-9494. It is a Let It Out Monday. Whatever you're upset about, we are more than willing to talk about. And you probably have every right to be upset about it. 215-592-9494. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. I'm like, I got punched in the stomach on Friday. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know me. I'm Mr. Optimism. But my optimism is shaking right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was not expecting that. And it's like, like, we've said this about the Cowboys so many times, like the Cowboys is a front-running team. Like, are we front-runners? Because it's like, when we dominate teams and we up, you know, everybody happy, ki-ki-ki, and, you know, everybody doing that. And it's like, when teams punch us in the mouth, it's like, we on the sideline looking like somebody took our money and went home. Like, it's like, we got bullied by the Chicago Bears. But they had, like, the number one pick in the draft, like, 2 years ago. We got bullied by them. Not to talk about what happened last 2 weeks ago with the Cowboys. It's like, what are we doing, man? It's like, I'm sick. Cause it's like, I didn't expect this. Like, Spike, you talk about 2023, and it's like, I thought, like, well, this defense, you know, they not gonna let that go down like that. And even the defense, like, I get, you know, they was running all over us, but it's like, the score was still 10-3 in the third quarter, and we couldn't even capitalize on it. And it's like, we doing goofy stuff, like, we fumbling. Get rid of the tush push, all right? It passes prime. What they say, jump the shark, is over. Like, let that go. Y'all don't run it right. Y'all change it up. Y'all done let people from the outside get to you or change how you do it. Get rid of it. Come up with something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I don't even know what to say. And I'm with, listen, if we collapse, like, if we go 0-5 or whatever rest of the games we got left, yo, man, somebody got to go. I can't do no just.
Oh,
no
somebody will go.
I can't be doing that. Nah. Like, y'all got to go. Because there's too much talent on this team. You know what I'm saying? We got too much pride as a fan base to go out like some suckers, man. And we going out like suckers. Like, y'all know I love Jalen. Jalen, my guy. But, like, you sit over there on the sideline. Like, you don't even know what you're supposed to do. Like, you over
would it
there,
kill
like,
him to look at an iPad? I mean, would it kill him to look at a freaking iPad when all guys are wide open? It's ridiculous.
Hey, you won't get your Jackie football moment.
Thank you.
Calm down.
Thank you.
You won't get it. Calm down.
No one's mentioning the quarterback. It's interesting.
Calm down. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you sit over there on the sideline looking lifeless. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you doing? Like it's like, I get it. Everybody mad at Kevin Petullo. But Kevin Petullo ain't the – like, we averaging 13 points a game. Right? 13 points. So you mean to tell me all these guys, Pro Bowl, all the pro – we averaging 13 in the last four games. Right? The other team playing in the wind, too. The other team playing in the cold, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, Saquon Barkley, you can't do nothing. Like, you can't do – you might as well ask for an IR stint. You can't do anything. Like, Jalen, AJ, Devontae, do y'all even talk? Y'all got no – y'all tech, you know what I'm saying? Like I know back when Devin White was here last year, y'all had that accountability check. I need to bring that back because ain't nobody taking no accountability yet. I'm still waiting to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Hurts, everybody got something to say after the game. Oh, I got confidence. I can't tell by the way y'all play. I don't see nobody with no damn confidence out there. Ain't got no swagger. Ain't got none of that. We got slapped around by the Chicago Bears, right? Like, who? The Chicago Bears? We let them come into
in our house. In our house.
And run through us. Run through us like we some, you know, some, you know, I smell you know what. Shout out house party.
That's how
we got ran through on Friday. Yeah. What? After the holiday. You know
Very
what I'm saying?
There.
But I'm going to end the call with this. You know, we was up 17-0 on the Broncos, and the Giants ran through us, and then we bounced back with one of the best offensive performances. So I'm still hanging on. By a tooth, you know what I'm saying? Y'all about to snatch it out of my hand, but I'm still hanging on by that thread, you know what I'm saying? Because it's my team. I'm going to ride till the wheels fall off, but we got to fix it, baby.
Yeah.
All right, Corey. You know why I'm not confident that it'll fix it?
Yeah.
Is I don't feel like they're together.
No.
I just don't. And
I don't either.
The only way that you can fight through not quite having it is everybody decides that the group is more important than the individual, is that we're not going to go out like that, and that they all – but
You rally.
But do you really – and, you know, CJ asked the question, do you guys ever talk, you know, Jalen, Devontae, AJ? Mm-hmm. My guess, no. I mean, that would be my guess.
Seem like it. Yeah.
You know, that would be my guess. You talk about – I'm sure it's not – every player on the team. I'm not saying that nobody's trying. That is certainly not what I'm saying. But but when things get tough, and Corey mentioned being a front runner, when things get tough, this is the time
when that part is questioned. When being together, when you don't quite have it, when you're a little hurt, when you're not as fast as you were, when things aren't clicking, that is, and that game, the you had said, we got dominated on both sides of the ball. It was still right there.
Yeah.
The game was still right there.
Yeah.
You know, at halftime.
Actually, we just got dominated through time of possession and other stats. But
yards.
And,
yes.
And all that. We didn't get dominated on a scoreboard.
It was 10.
Somehow we were still in that game.
At halftime, I think the Bears had, or at some point, maybe it was some point in the third quarter, the Bears had 350 yards of offense. We had 170. And it was still 10-3.
Yeah.
It was still 10-3. It could have been one of those stupid Eagles games
where
they get their asses kicked, but they still win because they find a way. And I'll tell you, I do not feel confident in them being able to find a way in games like, and this was supposed to be the easier part of the schedule.
Right.
But all of a sudden, you know.
When you're playing like this, there is no easy part.
Right.
Because here's the other thing, Spike. The opponents, they smell the blood in the water.
Yes.
So this is their opportunity to get you while you're down.
Yes.
Like that's just the way that it's going to be. Like nobody is fearing you as an opponent right now.
Yes.
You just let the Bears come into your building and do what they did to you. Yeah, like, I mean, and let me just say this. Let me just say this. This is for QB1. This is for QB1. Wake up. Wake up. Before when you finally do wake up, it's going to be too late. And I'm not talking about just for this season. I mean, big picture wise. You better get it together, brother. Because there are a lot of fingers starting to point in your direction. Not a lot of support from the inside coming out. That becomes telling to me. As much as I want to be here and support you and ride with you, your play is what substantiates the support that you get. Your play is not doing that right now. Your play is not doing that right now. I get all the other facets of the game, the defense, the offensive line. I get all of that. You can't be part of the reason this ain't happening. Right, that's the difference with the other quarterbacks that we like to put in that elite category. They talk about the things that aren't necessarily well around those guys, where those guys are having to do too much to try to overcompensate for what they don't have. That's not the case for you. We need you to do the small, simple things to make this offense run and do your part. Too many of my bads, I missed this one, and get that one the next time. Too much of that. We don't have a lot of time left. It starts with you. When your play is better, then that's going to trickle down to everyone else. It can't be. It's you only when we win, and it's not you when things aren't going well. You're a big part of the reason things aren't going well right now, QB1, and you got to get your play together.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.